This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The switch again. Doncic over top. Oh, my! Oh, Luka Doncic pours in a 27-footer.
8 straight to kick off the 8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ. They had an electric one last night between two humongous markets. The Lakers beat the Knicks. In overtime, Jalen Brunson gets hurt with the ankle. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, Luka with 32 and 12 assists. LeBron with 31 and 12 rebounds as the Lakers find themselves the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. It just keeps going and going
and getting worse and worse and worse. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I'll be all in on every Laker playoff game.
They gave us a reason to watch the playoffs. I mean, 18% of the Metroplex, I'm guessing, will say they will not watch because they said they were not going to watch the Lakers versus Mavericks in Los Angeles. And maybe the playoffs will be too painful as well, but they gave me a reason to watch.
Yeah. And look, I mean, the Lakers, the NBA loves the Lakers. We know that. Lakers, Knicks, Lakers, Celtics. I mean, that would be a dream come true for them. They need the, you know, they obviously need the ratings. The playoffs last year did not do, you know, tremendous in the, from a numbers perspective. Neither did the year before, for that matter. But I mean, you know, it's just it's painful for us. You know, we are the collateral damage here. Maverick fans are the NBA's collateral. Like, the NBA got what they wanted, and I don't buy the conspiracies that they, you know, forced Luka there, but they'll take it, and we were in the wake.
J.J. Redick with even more love and praise for his new star.
A lot of offensive players have pre-programmed reads. He just does shit that you're like, what? Why did you do that? I mean, there was a blitz against our bench in the second half. Could have made one read, could have made another read, made the read that I would have picked last, and we ended up getting a layup on it. Like, he just... Our guys are starting to get into a groove and a rhythm, even with the non-cadence of how he plays.
Now, before you say, oh my gosh, someone who appreciates him, Jason Kidd would talk about Luka like that as well.
Sure.
He'd be like, oh, he's better than Dirk. He's Picasso out there. But did he do the little things that Jason Kidd wanted? And the one guy I do want to track down, Michael Finley needs to answer for why he took the beer. That came into my mind the other day.
I think we know why. I think we know why he took it.
Like, Finley needs to answer for that. He needs to answer for that. Even if you think the guy drank a little bit too much, he can't have one to celebrate a playoff series win. Come on now.
Yeah, it'd be nice to. I think trading him was the answer that we got. You know, I think that definitely played into it.
All right, yesterday we had a lot of discussion about Kyrie leaving, trading him, Tim Bontemps, ESPN, saying you should trade Anthony Davis and not have him play another game as a Maverick. Well, Chandler Parsons, we know he is in the know, if nothing else. He had the text messages with Mark Cuban after the trade where he said, I'm confused, help me out. And Cuban said, yeah, tell me about it. I'm confused as well. Well, Chandler Parsons has an unfortunate Kyrie prediction.
Can I give you a hot take? If I'm his agent right now, I am talking to the Orlando Magic and the Houston Rockets, and I am opting out, and I am signing a 3 or 4 year deal with one of those teams that has a bright future.
You're that positive.
Need a point guard, and that would give him the luxury of the longer contract. 33 years old, proving yourself on a, yeah, sure, you can go that route, but I think this, he's up for one more contract. If he can get that this summer, whether it's with Dallas or not, so be it. So
can I play devil's advocate?
All right, stop it right there. So before you hear the second part, the second part is going to be from Sweet Lou Williams, Lemon Pepper Lou. He's going to bring up the Bontemps argument.
They are good. They are good.
From the strip club?
Yeah. Yeah, they are good.
Did you go and pick them up? Just for the way you didn't go inside?
No, I was on my way to my sister's house. But I remember she busted her hip, and I had to go stay with her for a week. And I took the Uber. She wouldn't come pick me up. It was like $140. She lives like an hour and a half north of Atlanta.
Oh,
and I got there like in rush hour.
I mean, could she drive?
No.
Still blaming her.
No, she couldn't. But,
so what did you call?
Yeah,
you called and they answered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many pickup?
They have like a takeout window.
Shut up.
Yeah. Take out.
How many pickup carryout orders do strip clubs do for food? I'm dying to know that. Dying to know that. Baby dolls, let me know. Well, don't direct me. don't contact me directly. My wife would not like that. But how many pickup / carryout food orders from strip clubs per year? 877-881-1053 if you are in the know. But Lou Williams is going to bring up the opposite side now.
They have national delivery. You can nationally deliver. They will nationally deliver your wings.
What?
Yeah.
They got like a gold belly? That is a gold belly.
Does the girl come like in the car and deliver it to you? That might be worth it.
Does she come in the car?
Oh.
Good.
And deliver it to you? I don't know, Aiden. Aiden like that. Okay. So Lou Williams is going to bring up the other side. I was with Chandler Parsons. Like, Kyrie, opt out, run away, go and get your last big money. You're going to recover. You're going to be fine. A team is going to give him max money. Lou Williams is like, wait a second.
Can I play devil's advocate?
And the two teams
torn ACL. Like, again, you're still 2 years out of feeling like you have Kyrie Irving. Like, we're only talking about the Kyrie Irving side of it. That's smart for his agent to do. That's good business. But if you're the Orlando Magic and you got Suggs that's out, you have that point guard that's out, you kind of sitting here like, I don't want to hedge my bets on another point guard that's going to be recovering from an ACL injury. I'm going to want somebody that's young and that's healthy. And so that's one side of the ball. But the other flip of the coin is what teams are going to entertain this conversation.
March 5th, 2025, 7:41 a.m. I'm calling it. He will be on the Magic of the Rockets next year.
Wow.
I can't imagine Kyrie goes to Orlando.
Why? Just because they're irrelevant?
It's Orlando. I know they're an interesting young team. But I just don't see him in Orlando. Houston, I could buy. I could buy Houston.
What drives Kyrie's? Well, we can do that as a future discussion. Let's talk about the Lou Williams opinion. And that's what Bontemps said. You cannot, if you're Nico Harrison, according to Tim Bontemps ESPN, plan on having the roster you envision after the trade.
Right.
At full health and full potential for next season
because
of the injury.
Can't.
And Lou Williams, former great player, all-time sixth man, he just said the same thing.
Same thing. And he's right. You can't plan on, if you're Nico, you can't plan on having Kyrie ready. So
if you're the Mavericks, are you hoping he opts out secretly and then you trade AD?
I honestly think that's your only play at this point.
I mean, that's probably the smart team building thing. Or do you say, we'll have Kyrie for...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For half the year, next year, we're probably not going to win anything. And you pray that year three, this can happen.
You can reasonably say that the Mavs, when they made the Anthony Davis trade, that you can reasonably say they were in a good position this year to be really difficult to deal with.
Agreed.
And be a tough out this year. And then next year, too. The moment Anthony Davis got hurt, and a lot of that changed for this year. But the moment Kyrie got hurt, that changed for this year and next year. And that 3 or 4 year window is now a 2 year window at the back end when these guys are much older. Like the likelihood is, if let's just say the Mavs gave themselves a 4 year window with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, without question, the most likely winning year would have been in year one or two, just from an age perspective. And then as you got further along, it decreased. Now you have to move things now. Kyrie, you going to sign him, you know, now this offseason? If he opts out, you're going to sign him back? I mean, if you're Nico, you feel like you kind of have to. But then what are you going to do with Anthony Davis? Like, the smart thing is to move on. It just is. Get a bunch of picks. Don't get players. Get picks. Send them to somebody else. And then let go from there.
Well, if Nico, I think his plan was, let's add Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. The Suns are a dumpster fire. It's an absolute mess. Durant almost broke down the other day talking about the Kyrie injury, saying, that's my guy. That's my boy. Well, here's Brian Windhorst on a team that could be screwing up Nico's plan.
Where is KD going to wind up?
Another small market team to watch.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota Timberwolves, which Ant Edwards and KD, very tight connection also from the Olympics. The Timberwolves tried to pull off a crazy trade at the deadline for KD. Look for them to revisit those talks this summer.
This is his fingers in the air.
Windhorst.
Yep. Anytime Windy speaks about where the wind is blowing, I listen. Where the windy is blowing. Like, I could totally buy this, and they're going to screw this up. Now, they just gave up, like, a ton of picks for Rudy Gobert, didn't they?
Well, would you rather have, honest question now, AD, Kyrie, Durant, or would you rather have no Kyrie, no AD, and whatever you can replenish from that with no picks from 2027 to 2030 as it stands? I know that may seem like a crazy question on the surface, but there's a lot of Mavs fans who may just want to rip the whole Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And not want to win that way with KD and AD. Yeah,
I don't want to root for KD and AD. I don't know. It's just the problem is that
you're about to become irrelevant. The question is just like how soon? You're about to become the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves from when I was growing up, and you were the joke You're about to become the reunion mask.
The problem, the one issue with AD is that every time you see him, you're reminded of the trade. And if you just get rid of it, if you just get that out of your mind, you're not reminded of the trade as much.
I could have found myself, I could have found myself rooting for them if I was I was enjoying that Rockets debut.
All 20 minutes of it.
I was enjoying it. I wasn't so jaded and bitter that I couldn't turn it on. I was like, all right, can this work? Can Nico possibly be proven right? But Brian Windhorst suggesting Minnesota for Durant, and Chandler Parsons predicts Kyrie Irving will be in Orlando or the armpit after this year. And Lou Williams says Kyrie ain't going to be back to himself next season. Lot to go ahead and digest. Here on Sean and RJ, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. But you know what else today is? Today is the NHL trade deadline, and we are hearing that the Stars could be working on a monster deal. The very latest on that, then, below the belt on the home of the Cowboys, next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.